With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Former President Donald Trump is asking the Supreme Court to extend the delay in his election interference trial and ultimately find him immune from prosecution on charges he plotted to overturn his 2020 election loss. His lawyers filed an emergency appeal with the court on Monday, just 4 days after the justices heard Trump's separate appeal to remain on the presidential ballot. The filing keeps on hold what would be a landmark criminal trial of a former president while the nation's highest court decides what to do. The Supreme Court's decision and how quickly it acts could determine whether Trump stands trial in the case before the November election. Without immunity from criminal prosecution, the presidency as we know it will cease to exist, Trump's lawyers wrote. The Biden administration has reacted strongly to President Trump's remarks by Donald Trump, saying he once warned that he would allow Russia to do whatever it wants to NATO member nations that are delinquent in devoting their 2% of their gross domestic product to defense. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says American presidents should be prioritizing alliances and partnerships, not denigrating them.
Sending a strong signal, particularly to NATO allies, about how seriously we take our Article 5 commitments. And you've heard from President Biden, gosh, I don't know how many times. We will defend, if needed, every inch of NATO territory. That's what the Commander-in-Chief of the United States ought to be saying when it comes to NATO.
NATO members don't pay to belong and don't owe anything other than contributions to a largely administrative fund. Israeli forces rescued two hostages after storming a heavily guarded apartment in a densely packed town in the Gaza Strip and extracting them under fire. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 125 points. This is SRN News. Americans say churches are having a positive impact on their communities.
59% of the general public tells the Pew Research Center that local houses of worship and religious organizations are making things better. Republicans are more likely than Democrats to believe this, but nearly half of Democrats also say churches are good for the community. Amongst religious Americans, as you might expect, strong majorities approve of the work that faith groups are doing, but even one-third of non-religious people also say churches are positive. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Finally, some good news from Pakistan. The government there has announced that beginning in the fall, Christian students in the public schools will no longer have to study Islam. In fact, a new curriculum is to be introduced this year that will allow Christian young people to learn about their own faith, including lessons on the Bible, Jesus, and church history. Christians are calling the news a great victory. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street held steady around record high levels following its latest weekly gain. The S&P 500 slipped 0.1%, weighed down by losses in tech stocks, including Microsoft and Apple. The Dow added 0.3%, surpassing the record high it set last week. Diamondback Energy rose sharply after saying it would buy Endeavor Energy Resources. The next big event for the market could be Tuesday's update on U.S. inflation. The Dow up 125 points to finish at 38,797. The Nasdaq lost 48 points to 15,942. The S&P 500 dropped 4 to 5021. New York oil rose 8 cents to $76.92 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.